Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, February 20th, 2025. We start off with a landmark court ruling from earlier this week. An individual known only as Mr. R successfully pushed back against his insurer's denial of his total and permanent disability claim. His insurance company had initially adopted a contested exclusion clause tied to his pre-existing neck condition. However, the court ruled that the claim was valid based solely on a separate shoulder injury, as there was no undeniable interconnection between the neck condition and the disability. This ruling questions prior interpretations of insurance involving exclusion clauses and could significantly impact future disability claims. An excellent reminder to policyholders and financial advisors to comprehend the complexities of insurance policies fully. Shifting our focus to the rising costs of home insurance, data reveals a rise affecting 1.6 million households in Australia, up by 360,000 from last year. A report from the Actuaries Institute shows that premiums have surged 9%, outpacing income growth. Climate change is certainly a visible perpetrator, as the intensifying effects of natural disasters inflate premiums. This trend has been felt abroad as well, particularly in flood-prone regions. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is championing a comprehensive strategy to counter these skyrocketing costs. Next, we look at a recent ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, in a case concerning a stolen car. The authority sided with the motor insurance policyholder, compensating her with the complete value of her stolen Holden, plus additional funds for non-financial losses. The insurer, IAG, initially called fraud due to discrepancies in her account and current financial situation. However, AFCA found no evidence that substantiated IAG's allegations, emphasizing the need for solid evidence when dealing with fraud accusations. Lastly, a heated debate ensues over the removal of commission caps on risk insurance, a move that could reshape life insurance advisement. Key figures from the Coalition and Labour Party lock horns on this issue. Current life insurance framework, with a 60-20 commission cap, is under scrutiny. A comprehensive discussion about revamping the financial advisory model is currently ongoing. It's crucial to keep an eye on these debates as they may shape the future landscape of life insurance advisement in Australia. That wraps up your weekly insurance news. For more insurance updates and discussions, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Again, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Stay informed and make confident financial decisions. Until next week.